This is Radio Truth, a series of commentaries by Dr. Michael Parenti. Michael Parenti is an activist and internationally known award-winning author and scholar. His recent books include The Assassination of Julius Caesar and Super Patriotism. His latest book, The Culture Struggle, will be released in November 2005. For further information, please visit his website, michaelparenti.org.
What do progressives want? There are people in the United States who call themselves conservatives, and they get a lot of attention. There are others of us who call ourselves progressives, and we deserve a lot more attention. Senator John Edwards, Democrat in North Carolina when he was still in the Senate, spoke about the two Americas that we have today. One America that does the work, another America that reaps the reward. One America that pays the taxes, another America that gets the tax breaks. One America that will do anything to leave its children a better life. Another America that never has to do a thing because its children are already set for life. One America that's struggling to get by. Another America that can buy anything it wants, even Congress and a president. Well, we progressives, we want to see the emergence and the triumph of that first America. We progressives want to tax the rich, not low-income working people. We want to develop renewable, non-polluting wind, tidal, and solar energy sources and swift, safe mass transit systems with less reliance on toxic fossil fuels. In contrast to the profit-oriented conservatives who repeatedly profess their love for America but seem unconcerned about America's forests, rivers, wildlife, wetlands, water supplies, and overall ecological health, we progressives put environmental concerns before everything else, because without a livable ecology, nothing else will survive. We progressives advocate a freedom of speech and freedom of ideas in the major media that would include dissident left views as well as the hardline right-wing and reactionary and conventional centrist opinions that we now are constantly exposed to. We progressives want some relief from the evasive, mealy-mouthed, know-it-all, empire-boosting pundits. We want national media debates on the basic assumptions behind U.S. foreign policy. We want to reclaim the nation's airwaves, which belong not to the network bosses, but to the people of the United States. Some of us want a government that will go directly into not-for-profit production. We want a fair chance given to worker-controlled enterprises and to public ownership. If private industry can't provide for the needs of the people, if private industry can't build homes and hospitals enough for all, then the public sector should do so, not by contracting it out to private profiteers, but by direct production, as during the New Deal, when public workers made tents, cots, and shoes and canned foods for the destitute. A not-for-profit production that created jobs, served human needs, expanded individual spending, and expanded the tax base. All of that done without the parasitic private corporate investors making a penny on it. We progressives want to open up our political system to new political parties, not just two capitalist, globalistic, empire-building parties, not just one party that red baits and liberal baits, and the other party that lives in fear of being red baited and liberal baited. We need to do what revolutionary Nicaragua did and institute proportional representation, ready ballot access to dissident parties, convenient voter registration conditions, more than a workday for voting, a whole weekend in order to vote, public campaign funding, and free TV ads for all political parties. And we above all want honest elections, not elections run by Diebold and private companies that can fix the results any way they want. As Mark Twain put it more than a century ago, his loyalty was not to his country's institutions and office holders as such. His loyalty was to its basic principles of democracy, to the understanding that all political power is inherent in the people, and all free governments are founded on their authority and instituted for the people's benefit, and that they have at all times, the people at all times, an undeniable and indefeasible right to alter their form of government in such a manner as they may think expedient and workable. In sum, we progressives are interested in the substance of social justice. This is Michael Parenti for Radio Truth.
This commentary was produced by the LA Sound Posse and may be freely copied and distributed. You can find us on the web at lasoundposse.org.